today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. As we roll right into the phone calls, Mark, it's like the snow penis story all over again.
No, this is the more property rights.
More property rights, that sort of thing. The conversation continues. This time we go to Jeremy in Indiana on the amplifier line. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. It's okay because I have the final death nail in this argument. Okay?
First things first, are you on a speakerphone of some sort?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you on a handset phone? Or not a handset phone, but a...
hands-free device.
Is that
hands-free?
Better?
That's better.
All right, great.
All right. What do you have for us?
Okay, well, I think all you have to do is look at it from the perspective of each person, and you'll see that no one's rights are being violated.
You're talking about the theoretical situation where we live in a free market world and a communist decides to come in and start stealing things.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's say you own the land, and the communist comes on your property and is taking your car.
Right.
So you as the owner feel you have the right to shoot or imprison him. And that's completely valid within the free marketeer belief system.
Sure it is.
Right? Okay. Now, from the perspective...
I don't know if imprisoning would be valid, but...
Well,
ejecting him from your property, I think, would be valid.
Okay, exactly. Now, from the perspective of the communist, who doesn't believe in property, he gets shot or thrown off your property, and that doesn't violate him either because he doesn't believe he is his own property.
That is a great point, and I don't know why I didn't think of it.
Come on.
So they're both living within their own voluntary belief system, and no one's right from their own perspective has been violated.
That is awesome. And you know, really, it just ties right into what I was saying last night, and that is that this is so totally theoretical, the idea that there really is a communist out there that truly doesn't believe in property. I don't believe it. They have to believe in property to some extent to function in the world. But
they do,
yes,
exactly. They do, but they'll claim not to.
Right, but if it's really true that they don't believe in property, then they don't value their own life because they don't own themselves and nobody else owns them, and so that's that. Shoot them at will, apparently, right?
Exactly.
Brilliant, Jeremy. Any other thoughts?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I'd add something, but I don't want to get involved in this conversation.
I don't want to either, but then I came across this email.
No, don't do it, Ian. Don't do it!
And it was just so good. I just couldn't resist.
All right.
Now, it was written
out with your email supporting your side, I get to pull out my email supporting my side, right?
There's no email that supports your side.
Oh, my God. Dude, I've gotten like 50 emails for people going, good going, yay,
yeah, well, that's because
anarchists.
Well, that's because, you know, people, when their belief systems are challenged, they get a rush out of denying the truth.
I think so that might be the case. Yes. I think that might exactly be the case. And
Joshua.
You and Skyler not saying otherwise.
Joshua emails in, Ian and Mark, while listening to Saturday's exchange, I was struck by a fundamental difference between you two. It's more about metaphysics than anything mm-hmm. else. The difference,
this guy called in, didn't he?
Is metaphysical. Somebody mentioned metaphysics. I don't know. Metaphysics is that which is concerned with that which is beyond physics, i.e. that which is physical or obviously existent. Ian, like many serious philosophers, has moved beyond metaphysics, while Mark is not. If you strip away all the BS, it's clear that Ian is correct in saying that nation-states do not, in a strict I-can-reach-out-and-grab-it sense, exist. The problem is that Mark is correct as well when he states that nation-states do exist, not because nation-states exist in some supernatural ether, but because they exist insofar as they exist in the minds of men. I think he's pretty fair with his email. Nation-states are ideas that move persons to behave in certain ways. In this respect, nation-states are analogous to ethical principles, which likewise move people to act in particular ways, even though I can't reach out and grab the good. It's not something on a shelf, for instance.
Right, good isn't something you can touch.
So, at first glance, it appears the libertarian ethic of non-aggression rests on a foundation that's similar to the one that the state enjoys. I contend that the similarity is merely apparent. The difficulty is that Ian is starting from somewhere different than most. He's beginning from raw facts. Persons exist, and they're interested in self-preservation. Where do we go from here? Of course, the lawyers will tell you that persons are their legal creations, but anyway, he's not being a lawyer. Where do we go from here? Well, people naturally go, I live here. I built this house. I tamed this bit of land. The fruits of my labor are mine to do with as I please. And person X does what she pleases with the consent of other persons who naturally have similar sentiments. The issue of defense comes after this particular state of nature has been established. At this point, we arrive at the non-aggression principle. For people to flourish in this state of nature, the most basic principle that must be accepted by those interested in participating is that force shall not be used to achieve one's ends. Those not abiding by this ethic will be dealt with readily. And I think we could both agree that that's a society that would be desirable.
It's a system that works. I'm all for it.
An objection to this story of how a natural science of ethics might arise is that this is simply not the way things have gone thus far. And that is completely the case.
Absolutely.
As I mentioned a few days ago, the history of mankind is a history of man oppressing his fellow man. And that is the most critical thing to get away from, is to help people identify the oppression, because now, really, our problem today, Mark, is that the oppression has gotten so ingrained, so it's become so subtle. It's no longer the taskmaster standing over you with a whip in a cotton field, but instead some far-off bureaucrat sitting behind a desk somewhere who we've all, most people in America, have at some point decided that those bureaucrats are in charge of us. And we take it for granted. We think that it's the way things are supposed to be, but it's wrong. Controlling another person without his consent, that's slavery. And that's something we're fighting against, and it's right to fight against that.
I would agree with you that it's right. More importantly, it works.
Slavery or fighting against slavery?
Being free.
Okay.
To do what you want. That's a system that is extraordinarily productive, extraordinarily efficient. When you look at the government and you look at bureaucrats handling things, as much as tempting as central planning is, it sounds efficient. You know, one person administering all this stuff, that sounds like it'll make some sense. One bureau that's in charge of this, and it's not. That bureau overlooks hardships in people. It forces people to do things. It's funded by force. It largely pays too much to do too little and does it way too late.
I was just looking at an article today as an aside example of what you're talking about from the Keene Sentinel here in town, where the city planning board has refused to rule on whether a new hotel can be built and also a condominium plaza of some sort.
Right.
And the reason, well, it's because some people think it's going to be too big. Some
right.
people, they've only got two-story houses, and this is going to be four stories. It's going to overshadow us and all kinds of other lame little objections to the to progress. And the funniest thing is, the hotel is planned for a plot of land where there exists there's already a motel there.
I think it'd probably be best described as a no-tell motel,
like a shack
of the the worst sort from the point of view of aesthetics. I don't mean that
it's
has
the ugliest.
It doesn't have hookers and drug dealers hanging out. This is Keene, New Hampshire.
There are
it doesn't have
of drug
many
dealers and
hookers and drug dealers hanging out. It's not,
if there were hookers and drug dealers in Keene, New Hampshire, that's
they
where
would be
I'd
there.
Find them.
That would this is the lowest section of town, and these people are concerned about a brand new four-story hotel going in and somehow out overshadowing. This shows what Luddites people all over. This story could be happening any place that there is a planning board,
and the city board planning board empowers people like this.
Yes, shut up and get about working to make your life better and stop screwing with other people.
Somebody had a petition, though, Mark, which 70 people signed that said they didn't like that.
Big, fat, hairy deal.
Right.
Those 70 people should get a job.
Yeah, or move to a little enclave somewhere where they own all the property and they don't have to worry about a hotel being
They're welcome
built
to come in and buy that land up and knock it
sure.
down or build a park, or do whatever they want.
Yeah. Anyway, our emailer continues, but the reason, he says, an objection to the story of how a natural science of ethics might arise is that this simply isn't the way things have gone so far. But the reason for this is that for thousands of years, humans have lived in ignorance and have erected all sorts of odd gods to explain the frightening world around us. With these gods came equally odd laws, you know, like sacrificing children by tossing them into large fire pits and such. Laws have been enforced by those who would benefit from them. force and ignorance are necessary for such unreasonable ideas to prevail. Perhaps we are in a new renaissance, a new season of ideas where people will be enlightened. We'll explore coming up.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. Some of those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. You download them. They're free. at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're in the middle of an email which is addressing a key difference, as our emailer has determined, between Mark and myself. And I had never really heard of metaphysics before this, but now I know what it is, since I read this email. Metaphysics is that which is concerned with what's beyond physics. So, you know, with physics, whatever's beyond, things you can touch, things you can see, things you can scientifically prove. That's pretty much physics.
I'm not sure that I would agree with the characterization that you don't believe in metaphysics, whereas I do. The fact is, you'll use these metaphysical things called groups anytime it's convenient for you. You won't use them in the case of government and coercion and all that other stuff, but if you need to get something done, you know that you know, dealing with groups is the way to get it done.
You mean voluntary association with individuals?
Well, that's what... but you understand that branding of those groups works. Mm-hmm. So you'll use the metaphysical aspect of branding a group with a name and you know, an emotional tie to it. Well, not just that.
Communists.
The Free State Project. Come to a state, be part of a group where you can be free. You can work together with others to free this state. You mm-hmm. understand groups and how they work just fine. You are not operating like some idiot.
Are you
savant.
Saying groups are metaphysical?
Absolutely. That's exactly what he's saying. You, can you touch a group?
Well, you can touch the individuals in the group.
Then you can't touch a group, right?
Group is certainly a concept, I suppose.
Great. Now, on with the email.
All right. Humans aren't so ignorant anymore. He's talking about the fact that humans have been subject to the rule of other humans throughout, well, history, up until this point. And he's pointing out that the reason that is so, beyond the fact that there have always been people that are, you know, that have been looking to control others, the reason that's so is because of the ignorance, just the mass ignorance that has afflicted the population of this planet. And he's suggesting that maybe that, you know, we're entering a time when we can wipe that ignorance away. He says humans aren't so ignorant anymore. We know the sun doesn't rise because of Apollo, and that sicknesses aren't caused by demons. Though some people still think that. Libertarianism, at its noblest, represents a first step out from under such foggy ideas, moving beyond moralities based on the various metaphysical conceptions of good and evil, onto the more firm ground provided by an ethical system that can be derived from human nature. Mark's opinion seems to be that all metaphysical belief systems are equally unprovable, so it would be best to choose the one that seems the most benign and hope it works out.
I'm only saying, no, that's not what I'm saying in this particular instance, and I really hate to get back to the original issue, but I'm only saying that a sufficient job of scientifically proving that voluntarism or free marketeership or, you know, anarcho-capitalism or whatever it is you want to call it has not been done. You cannot show a, you know, individual logical link.
Well, that's okay.
And so therefore,
there has been a sufficient job done that proves that government doesn't work.
Absolutely.
You and I
agree.
The ideal situation here is that a state, somehow given the imaginary right to use force, will work to ensure that its citizens are able to enjoy some other basic rights that have been arbitrarily agreed upon. And this isn't so bad. The problem is that this trades one dubious belief system for another. But Mark thinks that this is all one can do with beliefs. He can't conceive of a belief set that's based entirely upon evidence and is therefore true, rather than one that in some way relies on metaphysical concepts, falsities, and fantasy. To Mark, property is a metaphysical concept.
You think this is fair? That's the term you use to characterize this email.
He seems very objective.
Go on.
While to Ian,
I just don't want to hash this out anymore. Just read it and get. Let's go on to the next topic.
Term for some massive stuff that a person has worked for and is willing to defend. It's hard to deny that the latter type of property exists. There's evidence that big laws cause unfortunate, unintended consequences. There is evidence that big metaphysical ideas, when acted upon, lead to the deaths of many innocent people. Like, there is only one true God and he wrote this book, or there must be common ownership of the means of production. Based on this evidence, it seems that it would not be unreasonable to consider doing away with such rococo fantasies and begin again with a little more humility. An ethic based on non-aggression is such an attempt, and should be recognized as distinct from other ethical systems in that its justification can be arrived at with one's feet firm on the ground, rather than with one's head in the clouds.
I would give you that it is an attempt that is the best so far. In theory, it's the best so far at dealing with the situation of non-aggression.
In theory, yes, and
I'm
also
not saying it's perfect. It's simply
no one has ever said. I don't think I or any other advocate of the free market has ever said it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But
in failing. It doesn't matter to me whether you got a 64% or whether you got a 2% on your test. You still got an F. Failed is failed.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it fails to, address the situation of non-aggression of force. So therefore, it is just as invalid as any other form of government. So let's work on crap that works instead of talking about stuff that doesn't necessarily work.
Well, I think that this does work. I mean, we've talked about it.
I know you do.
We've certainly talked about how the marketplace handles everything better than government. I mean, there's not one area where government can do anything better.
I'm fine with talking about free marketeerism from that point of view.
So it's not like it hasn't been proven. The thing you're looking for is 100% an example of a 100% free market place that we can point to, which we don't have, of course, because no one has ever had the courage to try it. Because there's always been this mass ignorance of the populace. There's always been government people in control of other people, and we can look at different segments of the marketplace that are less regulated than others. We can we can see very clearly that less regulation, good thing. No regulation. We could get along just fine with third party organizations, testing groups, consumer reports, things like that. Those people would keep us safe, and the marketplace provides whatever it is people are demanding.
I think that may very well be true. I think that I'm not ready to advocate those particular.
That's fine. That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that because I thought it was interesting. I'd never seen that before. An email. I've never read anything about metaphysics, so I found it very interesting. So, Mark, before the show, you were watching the YouTube debates,
and I
asked you why, are you just a masochist? Do you like to listen to this trite crap, or why were you watching that?
The Democratic debate from last night.
I mean, you could at least, if you're watching the Republican one, you could at least say, well, I'm watching for Ron Paul, somebody worth watching. But what on earth were you... I guess Mike Gravel is okay, right? And as far as the Democrats are concerned,
I've changed my mind. He's not.
Okay.
He's a populist. I mean, the reason I'm watching is I'm a radio talk show host. People rely on me to do a certain amount of commentating on the news. They want me to be educated on certain things, so I'm watching the Democrats spew their socialist garbage. They were busy figuring out who could rob the rich to pay the poor as quickly as possible, from anywhere from reparations to raising the minimum wage.
Well, that is what people want, according to...
Finding out who's black enough and who's woman enough.
I think I saw a poll recently that says Americans want to tax the rich. Nothing's changed in this country in the last decade, or not decade, but the last 100 years or so. More on the way. You can take a control. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinetry facing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you, and joining us, we have a special guest host, someone who is going to be filling in for, I guess, the times when Toby isn't here, because we normally on Tuesday nights have Toby on. He's one of the hosts of Free Minds TV, which you can watch at freemindstv.com. And Toby, he's a young guy.
He's working his butt off. Yeah, that's 23.
You know, when you're really young, in your early 20s, you got to have 5 jobs and do a whole bunch of things all at the same time. So that's what he's doing, and so he can't make it here every Tuesday. So I figured, well, let's bring in the newest co-host of Free Minds TV. His name is Nick. And, Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Ian.
It's great. I mean, you're getting thrown to the wolves here, because your first Free Minds TV episode was last week. And I saw it, and I thought, man, he did a stellar job. Now, Mark, I don't know if you watched. Are you keeping up with the Free Minds TV?
I haven't watched any episodes.
Well, you really should check it out. If it's been a long time for you, the way the show has matured and developed, it's just they do an incredible job with it. It's a television show, for those that aren't aware, that airs here on a local public access channel here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. So first and foremost, it's a local show. But you guys do a good job of, addressing some national issues and even when you're looking at a Keene issue, you can still relate it to the rest of the country. Well, I think that's important.
And we're doing that on purpose, because we are trying to grow our presence on YouTube and other direct downloads from our website, freemindstv.com. So.
Exactly. And I think that I know Toby has told me that he's really pleased with I guess, the amount of effort that you've already put into to helping grow Free Minds TV, which I think is great because, as I understand it, the YouTube views continue to mount. And you guys have been getting participation. Now you've opened up the voicemail line, which is cool because if you watch the show on YouTube, you can't watch it live. And you guys do it live here on the cable access channel. So you can take live call-ins on the show, which is something you've been doing for a while. But now they've got this voicemail feature, Mark, where people can just call in, leave their thoughts and their opinions or criticisms or whatever, and then they can play the voicemails back on the air. It's pretty cool.
Can't Free Minds TV do some kind of video podcast or vodcast, I think they call these things?
You could.
People want these.
We're floating ideas about doing podcasting. Okay. So we're in the building phase right now. The website's still pretty new, and we're trying to grow the show, but since it's a volunteer effort, it's still we put a lot of time in it. I didn't know before I got involved with the show how much went in to even making a one-hour public access show, especially when we have interviews that we filmed off-site and that we're bringing in.
Yeah, you guys do a lot more production than I do on my show. I just get on there, turn on the camera.
Yeah, we don't do any production for the show. It's very nice. But yeah, they're doing a great job. And so I recommend that everybody who wants to check it out, go to freemindstv.com. So let's continue. Mark, did you have something you wanted to address? Where were we going?
Yes. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
You know, I want to talk about the middle school sex offenders here in a moment, but first let's go and address the marijuana issue. Actually, this is a drug issue in general. This is a story from NHInsider.com. One of our friends here in New Hampshire, Matt Simon, he is the head of New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense and a group that's...
Rocket Man?
Yeah, Rocket Man. Okay. He's the guy that's helping end marijuana prohibition here in the state of New Hampshire. And so I guess he's got a new blog deal. And anyway, the story is about the case of Cleveland City Councilman Michael D. Polensic. See, sometimes politicians get very angry when things don't go their way, or even when they do. Consider Michael Polensic, who recently wrote a nasty letter berating a young black constituent, Arsenio Winston, following Winston's arrest for selling drugs. Polensic wrote in his letter, quote, "There are only two places you will end up at the rate you're going, that is, prison or the nearest funeral home. Quite frankly, I don't care which one you get to first, as long as your dumb, stupid ass is out of my neighborhood."
Now, likely, if you're participating in the drug trade, especially something besides marijuana, that's a good prediction. You will likely end up in jail or prison.
Fair enough, although he's not exactly the most tactful of people. "I'm willing to assume for the sake of this article that Winston is guilty of dealing crack in Cleveland. Too often, defendants in drug cases are considered guilty until proven innocent, despite the ease with which we all know drug evidence can be planted and despite the knowledge that the drug war has corrupted a lot of cops in a lot of places. I'm even willing to assume that Winston is a rotten human being and that the respectable citizens of Cleveland won't miss him while he's incarcerated."
I think Winston's responsible for setting the Cuyahoga on fire, too.
What's that?
The Cuyahoga, the river that goes through Cleveland that caught fire. I don't know. It's been like
rivers can catch fire?
Only the Cuyahoga.
Dow Petrochemical dumped a lot of volatile chemicals into the river.
Isn't it nice to know that this 18-year-old kid knows more about the Cuyahoga than you do?
Yes, I've already been upstage. This is great.
And it's 19, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
By the way, he's a realtor here in town, and I wonder, do you think, Nick, that this Free Minds TV gig is going to help, hinder, or do nothing to your realtor career?
It's not something I broadcast on air. It seems a difficult thing to bring up. So I'm not sure whether it's going to translate into more business, but it can't hurt.
Hopefully not.
I managed to work as an advertising executive and still be on a very controversial radio show for years. And now I'm not saying that it's exactly the same. Your face is going on television, whereas I was using a pseudonym.
Right.
But
I got distracted. I shouldn't have gone there. Anyway, let me continue. Why is this guy Polensic so angry? You know, he's written this angry letter to one of his constituents who was busted for dealing drugs.
He's not a constituent anymore. He's in jail. He can't vote.
After all, Winston has been busted, and doesn't that suggest the system is working? Could Polensic be so frustrated because after 25 years as a city councilman, he's finally realized that arresting a drug dealer doesn't do anything to stop the flow of drugs in his city? In fact, it's worse than nothing. Jack Cole of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, who we've had on this show, and you can listen to our interview of him over at guests.freetalklive.com, explains that when a thief or a rapist is imprisoned, the number of thefts or rapes actually decreases. The cost of investigating, convicting, and incarcerating such a criminal is a bargain for society compared to the damage he could cause on the streets. Mm-hmm. By contrast, when a drug dealer is incarcerated, there's never more than a very temporary disruption in the flow of drugs.
Yeah, at the most.
Right, and that's because the dealer has customers, and those customers have needs that need to be serviced. And so when you pluck the dealer off of the streets, his customers start immediately looking for a replacement. Mm-hmm. Many of them have an alternative dealer or two that they can call up to get product if the other dealer, because a lot of dealers in the drug dealing world are, you know, they're kind of shady. They're not the most reliable of sorts. And so when you call up a drug dealer to get whatever it is you're looking for, marijuana or whatever else, you know, there's just a good chance the guy is going to be in a jail cell, or he's just decided to leave town or shut down operations. You can't count on these people. So it's usually wise as a drug user to have a handful of dealers that you can turn to. So inevitably, when one drug dealer gets plucked off the streets, the customers just go to another drug dealer. And if there isn't another drug dealer, certainly there's somebody that's been watching and waiting in the wings just for Arsenio here to get busted. So he can step in and take all of his customers. Anyway, the arrest only creates a position for the next Arsenio Winston who comes along. And when the original Arsenio gets out of the can in a year or three, he's not likely to become a nicer person. A shorter sentence won't change him. A longer sentence will only change him for the worse. And the job created by his arrest will be filled before his fingerprints are dry, perhaps by the very individual who snitched him out to the cops.
Mm.
Each new Arsenio Winston becomes just a new person for law-abiding citizens to hate, when what we should all be hating is the misguided policy that guarantees us a steady stream of Arsenio Winstons. Just as alcohol prohibition guaranteed the meteoric rise of Al Capone, the murder rate, and the rate of deaths from drinking. But rather than beginning to examine these realities, rather than considering rational solutions to the problem of rampant, serious drug abuse, our nation's drug warriors are busy spending our tax dollars trying to make sure seriously ill patients can't get their hands on a little bit of marijuana. Is it a time we insisted they get a new set of priorities? After all, it's our money. In fact, it's our government and our responsibility. Liked it. 800-259-9231. More people need to start talking about this issue. It's one of the most serious issues of our time, and I really hope that we'll see at some point in all these damn presidential debates someone ask a question about the war on drugs, especially with Ron Paul in the room. Looking forward to that. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Archives included, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page, download them free at freetalklive.com. And did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. So, Mark, did you pull up the story about the middle school sex offenders? I didn't think this was possible.
Well, it's a sad, sad situation.
I suppose I shouldn't be surprised at this, but even I found this a little surprising. As jaded and cynical as I am,
two middle school students in Oregon are facing possible time in a juvenile jail and could have to register as sex offenders for smacking girls in the rear end at school. Corey and Ryan, both 13, were arrested in February after they were caught in the halls of Patton Middle School in McMinnville, Oregon, slapping girls in the rear end. Corey said, told ABC News on a phone interview that he was that this was a common way of saying hello, practiced by lots of kids in school, akin to a secret handshake.
Now, hold on a second. I don't know if I believe that. Now, Nick, as the youngest member of the Free Talk Live crew, was that something common that you saw when you were in school?
I've never seen it being used as a friendly way to say hello, but I do know that there was a lot more than that going on in middle school.
I would say that butt slapping is... It's done in professional sports a great deal.
Right, without charges.
Right, without charges being filed. I don't think that it's that terrible. I think that people of the same gender can probably get away with it without any kind of recourse, whatever. But you know, when you're talking about slapping the butts of other genders, it's
inappropriate. It's absolutely inappropriate. But I think it's really inappropriate to send somebody to juvie for... I looked at this article, and I recall that said up to 10 years is what they're looking at in juvie. And, wow. And then a permanent sex offender record?
Yeah, that's great, huh?
I think it might be a little more appropriate to have them go and apologize and maybe clean the grounds of the school or something like that. Something a little simpler.
Yeah.
And I'm betting you, Now, maybe you can clarify this for me, but I'm betting that the girls in question did not bring these charges.
I believe that's the case. The boys spent 5 days in juvenile detention, in a juvenile detention facility, and were charged with several counts of felony sex abuse for what they and their parents says was merely inappropriate but not criminal behavior. The local district attorney has since backed off. The felony charges have been dropped, and the district attorney said probation would be an appropriate punishment. But they were facing 10 years. But still, probation?
What does that mean for a 13-year-old? Drug tests?
I don't know.
What does that mean? Drug tests.
It means whatever they want it to mean, really. When it comes to juvenile probation, it's whatever they say it means.
I'd like to know what that means. Like from someone that has actually had juvenile probation.
It can be darn close to house arrest, and that you have to report where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be in at a certain time. You can't go places after a certain. You know, I mean, like you can't see movies that end too late. All kinds of stuff.
Hmm.
All right. Let's see. The Mashburns lawyer said that prosecutors offered Corey a plea bargain, of course, because they wouldn't want to actually have to take this to trial and do some work, that would not require him to register
maybe
as a
it's
sex
also,
offender.
Maybe it's beyond the fact that they'd have to do some work. Maybe it's also that they don't want to take it to trial and make themselves look like awful, awful people, awful bureaucrats. Because that's embarrassing that they'd be taking someone like that to a trial. So by preempting the trial, they're preempting any sort of extra news coverage that might come out about it. They're preempting themselves looking bad.
Now, what I'm wondering is, this has gotten national news because it's so ludicrous, right?
Yeah.
What if it didn't?
What do you mean?
What if it, yesterday, basically, yesterday the prosecutors changed their tune as far as whether they were going to, charge these kids with jail time, possible 10 years, that kind of thing. Yesterday, what if it hadn't hit ABC News? What if it hadn't
it might be in a courtroom
national?
Then?
They might very well be facing all that.
I would think that they'd still be worried about how the local media would portray it. I don't know if in this particular jurisdiction the DA is elected, but it's a concern.
That's an important factor. That's true. If the DA is elected, then they're a little more cautious with what they do.
But I'm sure the ABC article helped the kids out.
It's just, it's obvious. In instances like this, it's obvious what role the press plays in American politics, which is beat the bureaucrats back into their caves.
Right.
And that's their job.
Unfortunately, that they don't play that role often enough.
No.
These days. We've seen similar stories in the past, not necessarily involving kids, but just involving somebody being abused by the system. Though, of course, the kids' stories are the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that the press isn't really afraid to address and afraid to take on. We've got, of course, story after story where kids have, for instance, started a lemonade stand without a business permit, and the cops have come in and violently shut them down. Then, it gets reported in the news, and then the mayor steps in to grant them a special business permit exemption, as though he's the hero, right?
Hey, mayor.
And so we've seen stories like that, but I was actually posting over at nhfree.com today, the forum over there, talking about how we have newish user there, a young female who sort of stumbled across this movement, and she's just been overwhelmed with the things that she's learned in a short amount of time. I mean, Mark, imagine sort of being thrown to the wolves as far as your education on liberty, just discovering all the police abuses and the governmental abuses, just opening your eyes to it all at the same time. How stunning that could be, right? Well, I explained to her that this is how it typically works when the police do something awful to someone. There's usually an investigation while they give the police who are being investigated administrative leave, which we all know is paid vacation more often than not. And then once the investigation is complete, typically the police will come out and say that, we couldn't find that they'd done anything wrong. Case dismissed. And so the cops get off without any sort of punishment, typically. The media usually just lets it drop. They don't ever push these things beyond the police investigation. And I said, when and if there is ever a news media reporter that has the courage to investigate the police, he's targeted for retaliation. So, and that's not speculation. We've seen it happen. Mike Kirsch, CBS4 down in Miami, was fired and retaliated against by the police because he dared to investigate whether or not they handed out complaint forms. I mean, it was one of the most lightweight police investigations you could possibly engage in, and it resulted in the police essentially going after him. And that's, I can understand, being a journalist, you've got a family, you've got bills to pay. Who wants to rock the boat? And so today, that's what we're dealing with, where most journalists are too damn scared to question the status quo, to question the state, to question the system. They'll step out and they'll stand up for a 13-year-old boy, maybe, but anybody older than 18, nah,
not worth the trouble.
So they've dropped the charges. They're going for a probation plea out.
They haven't dropped the charges. They've dropped the possibility that they're going to send these boys to prison for slapping girls on the butts in the hallway.
Oh, my goodness.
And it likely girls that haven't even complained from what I can tell. Apparently the family still plans to reject this probation with no sex offender registry stipulation. But the boys, if convicted on August August 20th trial, still face the possibility of some jail time or
what's
registering.
What's the charge? What are they going to be convicted of exactly?
I don't know.
Sexual harassment?
I would guess it'd have to be sexual assault. If they were originally facing 10 years, I can't think of any other charges they'd be facing.
Lewd and lascivious, I suppose? I don't know. I guess that doesn't really fit the description. But the boys' families and lawyers said even sentencing them to probation would turn admittedly inappropriate but not uncommon juvenile rowdiness into a crime. If they were convicted of any of the misdemeanor charges against them, they would have to register as sex offenders. It's devastating, said Mark Lawrence, Corey Mashburn's lawyer. To be a registered sex offender is to be designated as the most loathed person in our society.
It's true.
These are young boys with bright futures, and the brightest of those futures would be over.
And I think it's really important to point out that when you're 13, you make mistakes. That's part of being a kid. It's part of being a young person, a teenager. You screw up. You botch up. You break a window. Destroy some property on accident. You don't really know. You're not really taught what property is. You aren't taught how to respect other people's property is very efficiently. The government school system certainly
can't care less about that. There's a way to figure out what is appropriate and inappropriate behavior.
Right.
One of those ways is by doing inappropriate behavior and being corrected.
Right.
It shouldn't
I'm not
be
excusing it.
A criminal charge.
I'm not excusing it. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, and you usually have to pay some sort of consequences for those mistakes. So you learn at a young age that when you screw up, you have to make things right again. You have to make your victims whole. And then, everything's okay after that. But spending 10 years in prison doesn't make their victims whole. It doesn't do anything to make the situation right. All it is just this punishment, this mindless, we must punish mentality. And it's really scary that this is going on in the so-called land of the free. Want to hear how you feel about this at 800-259-9231. Coming up, the military, they're just so brilliant. They're rejecting gay Arab linguists. That makes sense.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.